Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Reporter Sarah Harris lives in Southern California, where the weather is perfect, not only for humans, but for many species of eight-legged critters, too. So Sarah usually checks her garden shoes before she puts them on, until one day she forgot.
Are you afraid of spiders? I am. My family shares its home with the Western Black Widow, and no one seems more comfortable with that than my three-year-old daughter, Minerva.
I saw one black widow on the stairs and the other black widow in the corner next to my toy kitchen.
Can you show me?
Under the rock.
You see the one I killed?
Mm-hmm.
It's right here.
Oh, she has eight legs.
Last August, I'd been out of town for weeks caring for my father after he'd had a serious accident. I came back to Los Angeles just in time to start my first week of graduate school. My garden shoes had been sitting there all summer, but I forgot to look before I slipped my feet into them. It felt like a little prick. I pulled my foot out and shook the shoe. Out tumbled a shiny, black, bulbous, spindly spider with a huge belly. Ugh. This is my first day of school. I flipped the spider over. There was the red hourglass marking. I called my friend Holly, an urban forester. "You won't die," she said. "You're a healthy adult, but call the hospital." While I'm on hold with the hospital, I examine the OSHA fact sheet about black widow bites. Symptoms may include nausea, tremors, labored breathing, increased blood pressure and fever. Pain lasts 8 to 12 hours. Apply ice to slow the absorption of venom. I thought, this isn't so bad. But when I arrived at the hospital, they'd run out of ice. And I thought, venom, venom, venom. By the time I saw a doctor, I was feeling really queasy. He explained the hospital had antivenin, but it's expensive, and they reserve it for the worst reactions. He said that when the pain arrived, even opiates were not going to help. He gave me some anticonvulsant, and he sent me home. What happened next? I can only compare with childbirth. Everything below my neck felt like it was on fire. It lasted for 36 hours. Then, for 3 more weeks, my foot would swell and itch and throb. But when the symptoms went away, something else remained. It's like a third eye. It will pull my attention toward cracks, like a crevice between a wall and a toy shelf. And sure enough, every time now, I will find a shiny, bulbous, black spider. I've stopped killing them, mindful of the message I am sending to Minerva.
I know there are other ones here. If I let myself concentrate, I know where they are, but I don't want to think about it because I don't want to scare you. Are you scared?
No. I see where the holes are. I see where they live. See?
And what do you do when you see their holes?
I get my shovel and I whack.
Wrong answer. You call me or Papa and you don't go near, okay?
Brent Carner is an entomologist at the Museum of Natural History in Los Angeles. He says that Minerva is big enough and strong enough that the black widow bite wouldn't kill her.
At 3, she's already big enough probably to be able to deal with this better. When I worry more about Sai, I would think more, you know, year and under.
In the garden now, we peruse every potsherd and pile of bricks, suddenly noticing the severed grasshopper legs and ladybug wings that trail into the little tunnels where the black widows hide. If I pay attention to where they live the way that Minerva does, without fear, I can avoid and respect them, like the enlightened arachnologist.
A healthy respect is good for any animal. Look at the black widow the same way. Respect it. Don't go grab it. But don't run away from it, because there's a lot of joy in just being able to observe it in the first place, and they are a part of the magnificent world around us.
The magnificent world. Maybe I'll get there someday. But for now, My foot still throbs and itches when I pass the place where I slipped it into my shoe that summer afternoon. For Living on Earth, I'm Sarah Harris.
For more about black widow spiders, visit our website, www.loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavoni. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, the Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.